So thank you for doing this interview with me today. So my first question would, how does it feel to have been invited to the Grenzenlos Kulturfestival?
How does it feel to be invited? Yes. Oh yeah, it's an honor. It's really great. And it's great because of a few different things. It's nice to be able to play abroad and to play in Deutschland. Mm-hmm. That's nice because most of the time I only play in, or mostly play in the Netherlands and in Flanders, in Belgium. So that's nice. And it's a great opportunity to play in the context on this of this festival, because mm-hmm. we made a play about mental health and mm-hmm. about care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were creating this performance 2 years ago, I already hoped that it would be able to mm-hmm. play in specific contexts of mm-hmm. like a festival on care or mental health. So that's really great.
That's nice. What was your inspiration to write this performance?
The inspiration?
Yes.
The inspiration came directly out of a trip I made with a friend of mine in the beginning of 2018, mm-hmm. where we ended up in a small town upstate New York in the United States. And I was completely fascinated by the landscape and by the small community of the town of Willard and the history of the place, and I couldn't let it go. So I came home afterwards and it was stuck in my mind, and so that was the starting point. Yeah.
So what was the most difficult thing during the creation of the performance?
That's a good question. The most difficult thing was, I think I have the tendency to, I cannot stop researching. Mm-hmm. So that makes that, and that's with every performance I make, mm-hmm. it's the same problem. Or it's a problem, but it's also a nice problem. That's, I take a lot of time to research my topics. And I think we ended up in case of Finding Willard, we ended up with, I think, more than 100 hours of filmed material. So to make the selection and to bring it back to only to a performance of only 1 hour and 40 minutes, it's really like an enormous task to do. So I think the amount of material was the biggest challenge in during the creation.
Do you have a favorite moment inside the performance?
Oh, a favorite moment. I think I have several favorite moments, and I think they also depend on the audience, because the audience, of course, is every performance. The audience is making the performance together with me, so every night is different. There is a tipping point in the performance when everything changes, and when, like, the glasses where you're looking through, also as being the audience, completely shifts. And that's it's not a nice moment, but it's probably the most interesting moment of the performance. So, but it's a bit vague. Maybe I can be, yeah. It's about, Finding Willard is really about falling in love with a place and a community until a certain thing happens that makes that you see everything in a whole new dimension. And that's the tipping point.
Yes. You learned to be a landscape designer. What moved you from designing landscapes to theatre making?
It was the other way around. So So I studied theatre. I graduated in 2007, and I only graduated as a landscape designer in 2020. Mm-hmm. So the acting and theatre making is my first mm-hmm. job. And it was actually when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. I did both of them, and then I went to theatre school. So the garden and landscape thing just ended, because it was, my life was completely filled up with theater and studying theater and absorbing everything around it. But there was always, through over the span of years, there was always like some sort of, what is the word? Envy. I don't know the word, but the longing to something that is gone.
The nostalgia.
Some sort of nostalgia to gardening and landscapes when I came into forests or made a walk through beautiful nature or something. And I think in 2015 or 16, I thought maybe I can still do something with it. And then I started the landscape design. And Finding Willard is really, I did my graduation design on the site of Willard. So it was really like, for me, I think in the perception, it's often two completely different things, but for me it's quite not similar, but relates very close.
So is there a message that you want people that watch your show tonight to take with them after it ended?
A few days ago, there was someone who said that you really, as an audience, you leave the performance different than when you enter it, not as being another a new human being or something, but just that you that it makes or creates some shifts in your mind, or that you see or think different about certain things. And that's I thought that's quite a compliment, because that's I don't have a real something that I think you should really think this or this after seeing Finding Willard, but it's nice that it's at least it let you think about certain things. It would be great if people have some new thoughts about the topic of care, mental health, psychiatry, caring about other people, and how we do it as a society, how it's organized.
So I still have a personal question for you. So did you go around, like have a walk, and is there something that you find interesting in Mainz?
A good question, but I actually didn't. I arrived yesterday evening.
Yes.
It was already dark, and so the only thing I have seen until now is the hotel.
Yes.
That's not really true, because I walked from the railway station to here.
Yes.
And yeah, it what is definitely the fact is that it's completely different than where I live.
Yeah.
So it's exotic in a way, even if it's not so far away. I mean, it's like a 6-hour drive by train, so it's not so far. But it looks like a really beautiful city, and I'm looking forward to come in the theater this afternoon. But still, other things that I saw, yeah, like the old buildings with the. There's a picture here, I think, on the wall. Like this?
Yes.
This is something typical from typical Deutsch.
It's a typical old German, yes.
Ah, yeah, yeah. It's something we don't know it in the Netherlands and in Belgium.
Yeah.
So it's really abroad. And it's nice to see. It makes it a bit of a holiday feeling being here for work.
Yeah, that would be every question that I had.
Okay.
And then I'm thanking you for this interview. That's
You're
really nice.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to show
tonight.
The performance tonight.
Yes.
To you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.